This is Sam. Thank you for visiting TeachBible.org's Daily Insight for May the 10th. Today's Bible verse is from the book of Lamentations, chapter 3, verses 22 to 23. It says there, "The faithful love of the Lord never ends. His mercies never cease. Great is His faithfulness. His mercies begin afresh each morning." End of quote. The book of Lamentations pictures the idea of crying, weeping or lamenting over the sad event of God's severe judgment happened to the once proud and elegant city of Jerusalem due to their own sins. The author Jeremiah can see only sufferings, destruction, pain and weepings in the city. God allowed Babylon to capture the city of Jerusalem in 586 BC. The Lamentation is the book right after the fall of the city. The prophet Jeremiah, a man of God, is trying to make sense of all the evil and sufferings the city of Jerusalem had experienced because of the invasion of Babylon. Once pomp and a great city is deserted now. She became like a widow, chapter 1, verse 1. The city became a slave, verse 1. No one goes to the appointed festivals. Priests groan. Young women grieve. And in bitter anguish, their enemies became her masters because of her many sins. Verses 4 to 5. In His wrath over their sins, the Lord had swallowed up and torn down their dwellings. Chapter 2, verse 2. Children collapsed in the arms of their mother due to no food and drink. Chapter 2, verse 12. All who pass their way clap their hands and make scoffing remarks and says, "Is this the city that was called the perfection of beauty, the joy of the holy earth?" Chapter 2, verse 15. Their enemies opened their mouths wide against them and said, "This is the day we have waited for. We have lived to see it." Chapter 2, verse 16. Once compassionate mothers have cooked their own children for food. Chapter 4, verse 10. Beloved, the passage in this book reminds us of the importance of weeping and bitterly crying over our sins. But more than that, the importance of repenting over the sins and turning to God. However, just in the midst of lamentations over sins, painful consequences and sufferings, in the midst of darkness and hopelessness, appears our today's Bible insight as a beacon of hope and light. We have a Lord who has love, who has faithful love that never ends. We have the Lord whose mercies never cease. We have the Lord whose faithfulness is great, even in our darkest, most frustrating and painful hours. The passage also says how often His mercies became fresh for us. It says His mercy is fresh every morning. Dear ones, how often? Each morning. Is that not a wonderful comfort to remember? Freshly pressed heavenly juice of His mercy each morning for you. Yes, that is all I need in my life. Beloved, that's what you need in your life. His mercies are fresh every morning. Instead of waking up with a lot of discomforts, anxieties and worries, why don't you wake up and claim God's mercies, which is fresh for you each morning? If you turn and seek Him in prayer now, in the midst of your sins and failures, He dispatches His fresh new mercies each morning. Zechariah chapter 13 says, "A fountain to cleanse people from their sins and impurities is graciously opened by the Lord God in heaven, the fountain of the shed blood of His Son Jesus Christ, which is the most powerful divine detergent to cleanse you thoroughly and make you clean, to forgive you for the remission of all your sins." Why don't you bow down and worship this good Lord this morning and give Him thanks for His fresh and new mercies? Got a moment for today's prayer? Pray with me, beloved. Father in heaven, I believe Your love for me never ends. Your mercies never cease, and it is fresh each morning. I bring my sins and failures to You in prayer, Lord. Please save and deliver me with Your everlasting love and mercies. Thank You, and I knew Your love only because Jesus Christ died, buried, and rose again for my sins. That's the only love that lasts forever. I pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. May the love, presence, and the blessings of the Lord be with you today and for the rest of your life. May His name be glorified in and through you. Thank you.